I can't read that clock up there.
No, I can't read that.
Sometimes it's difficult, too. Is this the Micro Hogan here? I'll talk into the moose call.
Hello, can you hear me? Does that pick up, Jerry?
Yeah.
Does it? Oh. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Hoff.
Hey, this is the last Wednesday night, isn't it?
Really, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Follow you starting Monday night, you know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, too.
I hope I'm not wanted for following you.
Well, I'll do my best to set the pace, buddy.
Well, I know you have for many years, Tom. It'll be a pleasure to get in that time slot from 11:40 to 12. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be, yeah. Oh, yes, it is. That's plenty long. Because Tom has the half hour, 25 minutes.
Yeah, 25 minutes.
25 minutes before the show, before mine. He gives me a good warm-up. And I take it from 40 to 12. That's not until Monday night, though.
I think it'll be a good combination, you know.
Well, I do, too.
I'll play it straight, and then I'll build them up and say, stick around for Hawk, you know.
Good, and then I'll say, stick around for Baldwin.
Yes,
yeah, Baldwin will say, stick around for Story, and Story will say, stick around. I don't know for whom, but...
Oh, Ralph, yeah, Ralph Story.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank Goss.
Goss.
And, of course, Godfrey all day long.
Mm-hmm. I fill in between Godfrey, you know, in the daytime.
Yeah, don't we all?
Well, give him a big fanfare, Dick. Yeah. That's big. That's big. Well, you go right ahead, Tom.
Oh, pardon me. Is that my cue?
That was your intro.
All right, give it again, will you, Dick? A little bigger, I mean, after all. Well, I wasn't sure. He's the boss of the show.
No, try again, Dick. Sounds like your Oldsmobile.
Indeed it does. I guess that's because I like cars, huh? But aside from the fact I also like Hawthorne time, and I'm sure a lot of you folks do, and that's a promise of things to come for the next 55 minutes. Here in Studio 4, we have the one and only Hawth. We have... Around at the organ console, we have a wonderful audience tonight. You're going to meet some of the people here, and in our intimate little studio, a special guest star that I know you're really going to like. And Hoff has a commercial tip or three. And now, here's your chance to sound off, the head Hogan of the entire gang, Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen.
Public's ending there, if I ever heard it. That isn't the way Paramount Public is in. How did they go? Bump. Yeah, that's right. Dun-dun-dun-dun. That's it, you got. Sometimes they go on for hours, you know, while they're waiting for the picture to come on. The guy keeps filling. You know?
Well, what happened there, they had three or four pieces of film spliced together, and the operators kept putting more of those fanfares together.
No. I mean, the organist, as he was descending in the pit, had to fill because the guy up in the booth hadn't had an opportunity yet to get the film started. He was probably out getting a Coke or something. Or Pepsi Cola to even it up, or 7-Up. So they had to keep filling, you know. There'd be four or five endings on the thing. So give me four or five endings. We got to make it straight, you know. That's that's what I mean. That's it. I can see the picture coming on the screen now. Starring Nick Lucas. Nick, come on over here a second, will you? This is Nick Lucas, an old friend of everybody.
Oh. Ta-da! Ta-da! Nick Lucas.
Thanks very much, Hoth, for that wonderful introduction.
Yeah, well, that's...
That really reminds me of the old Paramount.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, way back.
Take you back. Who was playing at the Paramount? Jesse Crawford?
Jesse Crawford and...
New York Paramount. Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah, Jesse Crawford and White, Lou White.
Lou White, yeah.
When they had the old organs pumping away there. Mm. And you're absolutely right. They sometimes had to stall for 3 or 4 minutes. Just kept on playing these finishes, you know, and the screen... wouldn't close for the next picture to come on, and the poor organist really was in a spot.
Or the orchestra was in the middle of a hand of poker downstairs and wasn't ready to go on.
Or the pit was coming up and down, one of those things.
Yeah. Or it was stuck all the way up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's happened. You look through the picture, you try to see the picture through the organist. Oh, yeah. You played so many theaters. Name some of them. I'd like to see if I've been in.
Well, Hoth, I've played practically every theater in the United States. Played the Keith and Orpheum circuit. I played the old Considine circuit. I played the Pantages circuit. I played the Butterfield Time. That's in the middle west, but between Chicago and Pittsburgh, like Detroit, Lansing, Michigan, Saginaw.
Do you play Denver?
Denver, yes, I played Denver many times.
The Denver Theater.
Denver Theater and...
Orpheum?
I had the pleasure of opening the new Orpheum.
You did?
I played the old one, too.
You know, I remember women, I'll tell you all about it, who... Wheeler and Woolsey...
That's right.
...were on a screen.
That's right.
And...
Sid Marion was one of the acts, if you recall. He's doing a lot of bits right now in TV.
I remember a team, too, now. What was the team?
Yes, the team. Let me see.
It was a real great one.
Yes, it was, I think, Jackie Beekman and some other name.
But it was a name, Peacherino.
Oh, Peacherino.
That was the picture.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You're, what a memory you have.
I saw it. I was there every opening night.
You must have been in short pants then, huh?
Oh, I was a little boy. Let's see, how old was I? That was in 1930...
No, the... Yes, 19...
The New Orpheum.
The New Orpheum opened, I think, in 1932 or 33.
Was it that early?
Yes.
Well, I worked there in 1936.
You did?
I was 12 at the time.
Denver. Well, speaking of Denver, that's very close to my heart, Art, because I have a ranch in Colorado Springs.
No kidding.
And I go there quite often. Yeah, it's about 14 miles from Colorado Springs, called the Black Forest area.
Yeah, I know. We have a cabin.
Beautiful
in,
country down there. Beautiful.
Where is our cabin? Up by some reservoir. We tell people to drop in sometime. You know.
Yeah, I know just about where you mean. I think it's up in Cripple Creek.
Yeah, well, that's where I was born, Victor Cripple Creek. It was awfully wet, too.
You're not kidding. Plenty of snow up there, Hoth.
Yeah. And then the last time I saw you was at the... was it Vegas Rancho?
Oh, at the
Frontier.
Last Frontier.
Last Frontier.
Yeah, I was there in 1950, latter part of 1951.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice place to go to, Hoth, Las Vegas. If you're very careful what you do, if you know how to manage your money, I think you can do very well there.
Just don't spend it, that's all. Yeah.
Just don't spend it. You spend it the right way, I think you can come back with some money. But I'm always unfortunate, you know. I always come back. I go there, not, you know, kind of dirty and come back very clean.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. He's got the shirt to prove it, too. What's left of it, huh? Were you just from there? Your hands cold, or why were you doing that? Is that a habit you have, you go around walking down the street? And How about your knees, Stan? Let's see if they do that. You can hear the knees all the way over here. You know? What is your name?
Don Lyon.
Don Lyon? Why did he laugh when he said that? What's your name? strange name. Oh, we better get back to Nick. This stack of records you brought me here, let me see. I wanted to play one, and I asked you to... What show are you listening to over there? I missed it. Let me see here.
Lady Be Good.
Coquette.
Teardrops. Teardrops. How about Lady Be Good?
Lady Be Good, yeah.
Let's wake him up, huh?
Let's do that. There you are. Lady Be Good. Put one on. Maybe you'll have questions or something you'd like to ask Mr. Lucas. Nick Lucas. Am I off the mic here? Can I turn around? Would you mind moving the mic over here? Oh, Lady Be Good. This is our telephone booth studio, and it's rather crowded in here. I say they're close to 200 people. Or 200 people are pretty close, I guess that's the way to go. That was Nick Lucas singing Lady Be Good. These are your latest, aren't they? Eh?
Yes, that's one of my latest recordings, Hoth, for the Cavalier Phonograph Company.
Say, speaking of records, Side by Side, that was your first baby.
Yeah, Side by Side. Some of these young folks here in the studio... tonight probably would be interested in hearing the story of Side by Side. You know, some of these old songs, Hoth, as you know, are very popular today. The songs that were written many, many years ago and recorded many, many years ago. Well, there's a funny story about Side by Side. While I was appearing at the Palace Theater, Hoth, an old friend of mine who was a song plugger with Shapiro Bernstein in New York...
Mm-hmm.
Came to me with a song. His name is Charlie Warren. He's the brother of Harry Warren, a famous songwriter. He came to me with this song. He says, Nick, I got a great song here, but the firm wants to shelve it. They want to just discard it. They don't think the song has any possibilities, and I personally think the song is great. So he had me listen to it, and he says, how do you like it? I said, Charlie, I said, I think this song is wonderful. I think they're crazy over there, which proves... that publishers don't know everything. So he says, well, how about making a recording of it? I was recording at that time for the Brunswick Phonograph Company. I said, Charlie, I'll do my best. Well, make a long story short, I recorded that in 1927. 1927, children.
They weren't even born yet.
That's a long time ago, Side by Side. And today, it's one of the most popular songs of the country. In fact, it's the hit parade number.
How many did that sell in 27?
Well, in those days, Hoth, we didn't have the good fortune of having these wonderful disc jockeys to give us that help, you know, and to plug a record. We just had to sell on the merits of the record alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I enjoyed a wonderful sale on that at that time, about a half a million. Today, I presume that don't mean much.
Well, 200,000.
But they tell me, they tell me you got to have a million.
To make any money.
But anyway, I did have a big sale on that because it was a big number. And it stretched out, of course, for about a year. In those days, you know, you didn't get a tremendous sale immediately. It just carried on. And in the course of 6 months, well, you got your biggest results.
The tune is gone in a month.
But Side by Side is a song that I think is a standard as far as I'm concerned, because I sing it in all my engagements, no matter where I'm appearing. And
Tiptoe I'm, Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe. Well, that's different. That's the song that. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a song that I recorded also, and I sang in Gold Diggers of Broadway. I was appearing here at the Orphan Theater in 1928, and Jack Warner happened to be in the theater, and he heard me sing, and he said, I think we could use him in the picture, which was already in production.
Oh, they put this in after it's
Yes, they had a theme song, Painting the Clouds with Sunshine. They only had one song, so they put me in the picture, and after they heard me sing, they said, well, I think we ought to write another song for this guy. So I said, I'll be very happy to sing as many songs as you want me to sing. So they wrote this Tiptoe Through the Tulips, which they never dreamed would be the hit song of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've been singing it ever since.
Sure. Well, that's the way those things happen. Nick, I've got a traveling mic here. I want to take it back. What are you tearing down back there? You're building something? I want to take it out to the audience here, and I'll probably have a question or two to ask you. So if you'd
want me to go along with you?
Oh, yeah, you stay there. Be comfortable.
I'll
relax.
Here, huh?
Yeah. This lady here, what was your question?
That's a good question.
Would you speak a little louder, please? Well, send up smoke signals or something. You had your hand up. What was it you wanted to ask?
He answered my question. I wanted to know if he sang Side by Side.
Did you remember?
Absolutely.
Good.
Can I have your autograph, please?
Beg pardon?
I was supposed to ask her how old she is, and she says 52.
Oh, how old are you? You messed the whole thing up. Well, who are you?
Jean Scarcelli.
From where? Now, you can remember.
Salt Lake City.
You hear the show every night in Salt Lake?
No, Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in Los Angeles now?
Yes.
What were you doing in Salt Lake?
I was born.
Why did you move here?
Well, my folks wanted to come out here and settle out here.
Well, now that was easy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have a question for Mr. Lucas?
No, I didn't.
Can you think of one?
Well, was there any motion pictures recently?
Any recent motion pictures?
No, not of late, Hoth, but you can see me on the screen. I made a lot of those telescriptions, so we get it. Sometimes you tune in on your TV set, and you can see me on that. My latest picture, though, was made in 1932. That's a long time ago.
It'll soon be due for television. Yes?
I'd like to ask Mr. Lucas, being that Detroit's my home, I'd like to know what theater he played there in Detroit.
In Detroit, I played the old Temple Theater there. That was one of the main vaudeville theaters, and I played the Michigan Theater, and I played the Fisher Theater, and I played the Radisson Roof. And I played the Statler Hotel. Anything else?
I imagine you must have stayed there at the Book Cadillac or someplace around there.
I sure did, and Detroit is a wonderful city.
Mm-hmm. How do you like that there spoke system, that there, you know, how to get around the city there?
Oh, that's
like
wonderful.
A wheel.
Well, when you go to Detroit, you always carry a road map. Make sure you know how to get around, see?
Well, those are cabs they ride around, is that what you mean?
Well, what? Not entirely. I mean the way the city is laid
out, the
street. Oh, he has reference
to Woodward Avenue, is that right?
No, the way the street is laid out, remember, it's just like a spokes.
It's flat.
That's
know,
right,
goes...
that's right.
It all comes into the hub there.
That's right, that's the hub right. of the whole business section there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's Boston, isn't it?
No, that's Detroit.
Well, Boston has a hub, too, don't they? built around that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I read that somewhere. I've never been there. What is your name?
Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E.
Thorne?
Right.
Ah. What is your first name?
Bob.
Bob Thorne. Yes?
Have you written any songs, Nick?
Yes, I've written a lot of songs in my career, such songs as I Name My Pillow After You, If I Can't Have You, Let Me Live and Love You Just for the Night, or quite a few others.
How'd that sound?
Very, very good.
What's that title again?
Let Me Live and Love You Just for the Night.
Oh.
I Name My Pillow After You, Hawk.
I like that.
If I Can't Have You. I wrote many guitar books, many guitar solos. I wrote many picks, too. I mean my own picks I sell, you know.
Pigs?
Picks, P-I-C-K.
Oh, picks. I thought maybe you had it on your ranch, you know. I didn't know. Yes.
Is that their song, Thad Said? Is that one K-Star sings?
Yeah, it's the same song.
Yeah, that's the same song K-Star made all the money on, and I just sat by and listened, you know.
What's your name?
Maddox.
Where are you from, Mr. Maddox?
Ada, Oklahoma.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
How do you spell that?
A-D-A.
Oh, Ada. That's Ada, Oklahoma.
Right.
Good. And what is your name?
My name is John Kress.
John Kress. Well, I've been to your stores. Well, let me get this thing over here. And who are you?
I'm Harold E. Cole. I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. Just visiting here in town for the week. Nick, do you play any other instruments besides the guitar?
Yes, I do. I started my career playing the mandolin way, way back. And I also played the banjo in the orchestra. And then I discarded the banjo, and I thought the banjo was a little bit too harsh, especially for recording. And then I started to play the guitar. And I'm very happy to say that I was one of the first musicians to play a guitar in the orchestra. And I see now the mandolin is making a very good comeback. A lot of recordings. Especially from your part of the country. They're playing a lot of mandolin. And I like it.
I think you had the right pick there. And you?
I'm from Pasadena.
Oh, yes. Well, you shouldn't be afraid. Now, you hold the microphone and talk. Go ahead.
I guess the trick is not to look at it.
That's right.
Ooh.
She looked at it.
Chuck Vowles from Montana. New Hampshire.
Montana, New Hampshire?
Montana, New Hampshire.
Well, this is a town.
One of them disowned me and the other one picked me up.
Oh, I see. There are two different states.
Right. What was Nick's latest song that he sang?
Very latest song.
My latest, the one that we just played was an old standard that's making a comeback called Lady Be Good. Oh, sweet and lovely Lady Be Good.
Good.
Roy Moore from Los Angeles. Do you have a record out on Side by Side now?
Yes, I have a recording of Side by Side that I, it's on Capitol Recording, that I recorded about four years ago, just prior to its making its big comeback. And if you'd like to hear it, I'd appreciate it very much. You might like it.
It's a good one. I've played it many times. Let's see. You play the guitar on that one, too, don't you?
Yes, I play the guitar, and I also, Hoth, I also sing the double voice.
The duet,
you know?
Yeah.
I sing the duet with it, and that was made about four and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm. That was really one of the first multiple recordings.
One of the first, right.
And who are you?
Dave Haldeman. I had a couple of questions. Didn't you publish a long time ago a guitar method, a lesson book or something like that?
That's right. I have two books on the market, one for Hawaiian and one for Spanish guitar. It's been on the market for many years. In fact, I have a new one coming out very shortly. Thank you very much for asking.
I was digging through some old papers and I found one.
Oh, fine.
And I was also wondering if you were appearing any place locally now.
Well, not locally. I live here in California. I live here in Encino, but at the present time, I'm just on a special mission, which I'll tell you all about later.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? I'm Tommy Chu, local here, Los Angeles. I have no questions. I just enjoy the show.
Oh, all right. You're welcome. And you're Mrs.?
Mm-hmm.
What's her last name?
Chu.
Tony, is it?
No, Tom.
Tom. And you have no questions?
No, I...
Okay. And who are you, sir? This is as far as I... Would you mind standing?
Standing?
Or bending over, one of the two.
Patrice Romero Manfred is my name. from Ohio. I'm here on a vacation. Just thought I'd drop in.
All right.
There I am.
I want to note that he dropped through the roof, too, which is quite unusual. We didn't expect him tonight. Any other questions we didn't cover here? Anybody happy? Good. Nick, that very important message you have, I'd like to hear now. This is KNX Los Angeles, and I want you all to pay very, very close attention to what Nick Lucas says, because it's something which may affect you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Arthur. My special reason for coming down here, Arthur, is for a very worthy cause. And I'd like to take a few moments of your time to talk to you personally about something very important to all of us living here in Southern California. I refer to the Sister Kenny Polio Hospital at El Monte. Now, this hospital has been designed to prevent the crippling after effects of this dread disease. Right now, the Sister Kenny Foundation of Southern California is recruiting volunteer workers to help collect funds for its annual campaign starting May 1st. An exceptionally large core of workers is needed this year to facilitate carrying out of an expanded program which will provide more badly needed beds. This will partly be accomplished through the Sister Kenny Memorial Annex, which will become a permanent tribute to the great humanitarian and which, at the same time, will increase the hospital's capacity. This will be brought about through reactivating a building on the hospital grounds at El Monte. I sincerely hope that you will volunteer your services to this splendid cause. Please do so by phoning Dunkirk 80311. That's Dunkirk 80311. Contribute a few hours of your time to help combat this terrible disease, polio. Now, Horth, in concluding my little plea here, I would like to have your permission to sing a little song that I think is very appropriate to follow this wonderful thing.
You don't need my permission. You have it.
Thank you. When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look right, they'll all turn out all right if we keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Yeah, it sounds good to hear that voice in person, too.
Thank you, Hawthorne. Thank you very much, Dick. Sure appreciate it.
Not a wrong can step in anywhere. It's amazing.
Well, thanks very much, Hawthorne, for having me down here and on this wonderful interview and to say my few words about this wonderful cause, and I sincerely hope that everyone listening in tonight will follow my advice and please help.
Well, I'm sure they will. Thank you very much, Nick Lucas. Fine man, one of the great attributes to show business, Nick Lucas. I wanted to mention Angelo's. How many here have been to Angelo's restaurants? So one, two, three. Did you go on my asking? Did you hear me talking about it? Did you go on my asking you to go? Oh, you used to live around there. I see. Who did go? You did. You went before you heard me talk about it. Is there anybody here who has been there since I started talking? Oh, good. The whole back row. Fine. Well, that's good. I'm glad you did go there. They have the finest selection of foods, too. I think that you'll get the best steak in town. In fact, anywhere. I don't care where you go. You won't find a better steak. Angelo's Silver Room. That's Burton Way at Doheny in Beverly Hills. If you happen to be downtown, go to Angelo's downtown West 6th east of Spring. That's downtown Los Angeles. That is, if you're hearing this in Wyoming, it's not downtown Wyoming. I have to clarify this. Well, they might have an Angelo's downtown Wyoming. You don't know. So go to Angelo's downtown Wyoming or Angelo's Silver Room, Burton Way at Doheny, or Los Angeles downtown West 6th east of Spring. They have a complete menu of almost anything you want to eat. You'll find it there. And if there isn't your particular favorite, well, you ask him to put it on the menu, and I think you'll find it there very soon. Remember, Angelo's Silver Room, Burton Way at Doheny in Beverly Hills, or Angelo's downtown, West 6th, east of Spring. What do you have there? Something for us?
I'm Dorothy Joy, and my sister is Dawn Covington.
Well, that's interesting.
The biggest average on tape is rare.
What was it? Did you hear anything? Oh. Well, whatever it was, it's the truth. I think. I didn't hear it. But if it's about Angelo's, it's perfectly okay. Huh?
The cat's name is George.
The cat's name is George. Is that what it said on there? Well, you go out to Angelo's and tell him you heard what was said tonight. I didn't. But we'll find out. Downtown on West 6th, east of Spring. Good night, Nick. Thanks for coming. Dear Hawthorne, after listening to your April 23rd program, when a group of girls from UCLA sang the song that they are going to sing in the UCLA Spring Sing, I thought that they have an excellent chance of winning their division. However, there was one fault, that being that they are from UCLA. Wait till I get through. Myself, from USC, I hold absolutely no grudge against the students from Westwood Tech, except that they are from UCLA. With your program being heard all over the Pacific Coast, I do not feel it fair to publicize one university and intentionally omit another when similar objectives are being sought. Well, I didn't intentionally omit. In fact, I think I mentioned USC the same night. And it's always open. The show's open to anybody who'd like to come down and talk about their spring sings or their summer sings or whatever they'd like to. This refers to the UCLA Spring Sing. It also happens that the Interfraternity Council at USC also sponsors a similar event. In order not to show any partiality between the major universities, I recommend that a Southern California group also be given a chance to sing on your program. We differ from UCLA in the fact that admission to our Songfest is free. If you see fit to arrange the above, a group could be secured to come to KNX some night. The fraternity I had in mind is Acacia, which has a reputation of the singing fraternity on the SC campus. In the 6 years, are you on the USC campus? Are you a member of this fraternity? You know. Oh. What is your fraternity? I tap a keg. Oh. This is in the 6 years that Acacia has been on the SC campus. It has won the sweepstakes once, won our division twice, and placed second in our division twice. The Songfest on May 20th will be our sixth entry in the event. If you perchance need any additional information, any calls, no force away. That's from Leonard Zagortz, Acacia Fraternity USC. Well, sure. Come on down tomorrow night. Are we here tomorrow night? Yes, yeah, Thursday night. I was going to say Friday night show is taped, so they'll come Friday night. So come on down. I'll call him tomorrow. I'll make a note on there. Dick, get over to the Micro Hogan here. We've got to finish the Dick Aron story. Find out where we left off. Bring your mail over here, will you? Got a question? KNX Radio News Bulletin. A repatriated American war prisoner has released the names of 78 friends left in the communist prison camp in Red China. None are from Southern California. I'll repeat that. None are from Southern California. But three are from the West. They are Private Harry J. Campbell, 2211 Church Street, Las Vegas. This show goes to Las Vegas, so I'm sure they'd be interested there. That's Private Harry J. Campbell, CAMPBELL, 2211 Church Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. PFC Johnny W. Moore, MOORE, 2258 San Pablo, Clyde Hotel, Oakland. And Private Ted M. Pallas, PALLAS, 270 Pope Street, San Francisco. These men reported are still alive and in communist prison camp number 5 on the Yalu River. And I'm sure you'll hear more at 1 o'clock about this. So if you heard anything there which struck a note in your mind, be sure and listen at 1 o'clock to the complete newscast. Thank you for bringing the bulletin in. Well, let's see here, Mr. Arant.
Well, Hoff, I think we covered most of these points last time, but by the way, before anything happens, would you let me get a great big fat thank you into the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas?
Why, sure. remember the big contest we had last year with the Flamingo, and they were very fine people there.
I took my wife, Marion, up to Las Vegas for our anniversary, and they took care of us beautifully. And by the way, they're remodeling the whole front of that place, and the same architectural firm, Luckman and Pereira.
Pereira and Luckman.
That did TV CBS City here.
TV City. Yeah.
They're doing the front. Oh, it is going to be simply beautiful. It's out of this world. They're ripping up the whole front of it and fixing it all up. And Benny Goffstein and Alan Arthur. Remember little Alan?
Sure. Did you see Abe Schiller down there?
Sure. Abe was all decked out in a Western costume. He was tearing up to do some television show. I don't know. He was going to grab a plane. That man is never around anymore.
He's up here most of the time. I saw him at Ciro's a week ago when I did the show there.
He looks pretty in his Western outfit.
Yeah. He's a sharp guy. Well, I hope they will see more of us down there.
Oh, that's a beautiful spot. By the way, Marge and Gower Champion are opening there tomorrow night.
Remember the night I had Marge and Gower on the show? I called them Gower and Champion.
Gower and Champion.
Gower and Champion.
Incidentally, we saw... excuse me.
That's all right.
That's that altitude coming down here.
Low fog.
That doggone, I had to leave the plane over at Palmdale. They were trying to
I don't mind you coughing, but you're rusting the microphone.
Well, it'll have to consider itself a rusted.
Ooh. All right. Save it for the network show, Dick.
We saw one show up there. I tell you who is making a terrific sensation.
Who now?
As a night spot of entertainer and as an MC, and that's Nelson Eddy.
How about Van Johnson? He's
and Van. Oh, boy. The two of them. Terrific shows. Just absolutely terrific. And, I never saw a place in my life like that, Las Vegas.
The show place of the world, there's no doubt about it.
I bet there's a $2 million worth of show business in there in the space of 2.5 or 3 miles.
Oh, sure. That's right. You go there for practically nothing. I do quite often.
Yes?
Once every 2 or 3 years, I get there.
Well, let's see. I think we covered all the letters on the thing here. There's one little spot in here. This chap that you had here from the Roy Mui or Mo... I can't pronounce his name there. What is that?
Moyer. M-O-I-R, I guess.
He was asking about the tape.
Hey, pardon?
Moore.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Mr. Moore? Mm-hmm. Associated Students, University of California, Berkeley? Oh, welcome to the show.
Bonsman.
Moyer.
My old alma mater.
Mr. Moore. Well, that's strange. I thought that'd be Moyer. You'll forgive me, won't you? I pronounced it Moyer. It should be Moyer. This has nothing to do with you. This has nothing to do with you, but couldn't Dick tape one or two of the best numbers from each network show and have Bill Balance foist them upon the Clod people between one and two? See, he has a Clod, C-L-O-D, but it's Clod, Clod people. I confused everybody on that, didn't I?
Well, Bill sounds like he's saying Clod people.
Well, I keep telling him that, too. He says, no, I say Clod people. Well, that sounds like Clod people.
Sure it does.
Play it between one and two, or does the union have a roadblock set up for this sort of thing? We'll answer them. That's
well,
probably a question.
We have that answer in your Tuesday night show when I wasn't able to do the show with you and play the Celeste with Major White.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't allow us to do that.
It's impossible. It costs money.
Yeah, that's filthy stuff.
Also, I'll answer your number 4 question here. It says, some night return for at least one show for your old KXLA format. Listen Friday night, will you? That's Friday night. The square table's going to be on Saturday night this week. It'll be the last night, Saturday night, with the square table with Mel and Bill. But this Friday night's a very special, extra special show, and catch it. Now, let's continue.
Lots of big changes. No more of my 11 o'clock organ shows either. That daylight savings time really kind of tears a hole in the schedule. That's right.
You know, the Weather Bureau is having trouble with this, too, this daylight savings. Not with the organ playing, I mean, daylight savings.
The Weather Bureau.
Yeah. They don't get their reports in until, well, it'd be 7 o'clock now. They used to clear at 6. Well, that means that they're an hour off, you know. So that when I call to get my weather reports at 6 o'clock, they haven't come in yet. Some of them haven't come in yet.
In other words, they don't listen. They don't give it. They read the weather for an hour later.
Well, they don't get some of the closing things until an hour. I'm sorry I brought it up.
And if it's raining, then they won't tell you about it until after it's been raining for an hour. Is that what you mean?
Dick, try the moose call.
Yes, yes.
Where were we now?
Well, I think I'm better off either talking about the airplanes or music. Oh, by the way, I did bring one thing down. I thought maybe the folks might be interested. I brought some of the recorded tracks that we did. Remember a show called O'Hara with Jack Moyles?
Oh, yes, sure.
And there's just a few of them. I think it's up there, Lee, on top.
Mr. Krager will get it.
Got a blue disc, a blue record? This is the one right here. There's little tracks in there. It's the cuts that we made one after the other. It's just a few of the ideas we were trying. They wanted to find a new starring vehicle for Jack Moyles here at CBS, and the scene for O'Hara, he was in a fictional newspaper reporter of questionable ethics. He'd take a dollar wherever he could find it as far as sending in reports, and the scene was laid in the Orient, and they wanted a real slum sound to the thing, so that it was just a real in the depths of the underworld of Hong Kong.
It was recorded on Skid Row.
That's the idea. So I took a combination of an old cheap piano with the strings all out of tune and tacks in the hammers, and put that with an old banjo, and then put the French horn and trumpet and a reed clarinet, reed man with that, and timpani and organ. This was the result that came out for some themes. I think the about three grooves in there, it's a big long track, Lee, would be the best there. That first two, it was just kind of blank. It's a long one there. Can you see the...
There's something on there.
These were the recordings for the first tracks for the show.
Is this out of our library?
Hmm?
Is this out of our library?
Yes.
Okay. Got it?
If you can find it, it's the old Hong Kong blues.
Oh, the Hoagy Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was the version. This is the one.
Oh, I love that. That's a great theme.
That's it.
Great song, too. Chandu, the magician.
Well, that was one of the things that CBS hired me for longer in the past few years, was to try to paint colors in orchestras for certainly different types of shows.
Wonderful background.
You could see the old boy with his sleeves rolled up and the sleeve holder sitting there with a cigar sticking out of his mouth playing a terrible old piano, the banjo player. I tried to picture that along with the real blues of the trumpet in there.
Sure. He'll play trumpet, you remember?
I do, and I can't think of his name. He's one of the finest men in the business. He's here, too.
Manny Klein?
No. I can't remember. Stop me for a moment.
I noticed Tommy was tapping his foot. You like that, Tommy?
Yeah,
good.
Sure. What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
No, I mean Tommy's behind you there. He says, very nice.
Okay. Oh, there's this is the first chance I've ever had to find him. There's a gentleman of Oriental extraction. Was that Oriental? Now, I've never been over to China, but did that have an Oriental flavor? Was it authentic at all?
How'd that sound to you? Huh? Sound okay? Part of it is. Well, you accomplished something.
Well, I was part there, too.
Well, where do we go now?
Well, how would you like to hear the first two numbers I ever learned to play on the organ. Maybe that would be a little novelty, and wind up then with maybe this favorite of my wife's called Who?
Yeah, the Owl Song.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
This first number goes way back to, I think it was published in 1923. It probably is due for a revival now. It's called Love Tales.
Da 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 da.
That's one. And then the second one is the original version of Moonlight and Roses. It came out as a standard and a classical number for church originally.
What was it?
Andantino by Lemaire.
See, I know my music. I once had a classical record show on years ago. Raveled Low.
With the Glockenspiel slowly fading off into the west, we sign off our little program. This has been Midnight Echoes from this mighty Wurlitzer, the Paramount Theater.
This is Hawthorne. I'll be back tomorrow night, 12:05 to 1. We'll have Richard play some more fine music and some more guests for you. Remember, starting next Monday night, I'll be on from 11:40 to 12, immediately following Tom Hammond. Then on Monday nights, you got a real treat in store for you. Bill Balance is going to be on from 12 to 1 on Monday nights only. Then starting at 12 o'clock the other nights of the week, Mel Baldwin will be here. So I hope you'll stick right with us through 24 hours of fine entertainment. Everything came to you tonight from you know where to the courtesy of Jared E. Hahn, Columbia Square.
And KNX in Los Angeles. Music is recorded on the following show for release at this more thick-set time.